With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
There's a lot of things in life that are not political, but people like to make political. This is not one of them. I'm going to say that right off the bat. This is not one of them. Because when it comes to protecting innocent lives from predatory behavior and predators, that's not a Democrat thing. That's not a Republican thing. That's a common sense, I'm a decent human being sort of thing. I'm going to go with what track record works and what doesn't work. And there's not a lot of room for experimentation when it comes to that sort of decision-making power that one would have. Because if you're experimenting and your experiment doesn't work well, and then people end up dead because you let an offender out that already you had on video kidnapping another person, you're like, well, she's too afraid to come in. We're just going to let him go. That's not an oops moment, especially when you got a track record of it. Philadelphia, a city with more grit, more legacy, and more hope than most. But ask its residents right now, and you'll hear a lot of interesting things. What you hear isn't just what's going on, but what the hell happened? Because in the heart of that city The office meant to protect, to prosecute, to deliver justice. Yes, the Larry Krasner office has repeatedly failed the people it claims to serve. Reform is noble, but when reform becomes a license for abdication of responsibility, it stops being the story of progress and becomes a story of victims left behind. And from the moment Krasner took office, he declared a new era. He would be the district attorney who changed the system from within. He fired dozens of prosecutors. He ended cash bail for many nonviolent offenses. He promised to refocus on racial justice, on systematic inequality. He cast himself as something of a crusader. Fine. Good. But the job of the DA isn't just about crusading. It's about accountability. It's about putting criminals behind bars. It's about reassuring victims. It's about making a promise and actually keeping it. Instead, under Krasner's rule, we're seeing the number of serious felony cases dropped or lost shoot up. Arrests for illegal guns hit record highs. Conviction rates dropped. The victims multiplied. The message is clear. You commit violent crimes in Philadelphia, you have less to fear under the DA's office now than you did in 2017, which I find ironic because the moron just recently put out a tweet that says, "I'm the DA and I'm going to keep Philadelphia safe." And I'm paraphrasing here. F around and find out. Well, a lot of people have F'd around and found out, Larry, and they found out that you don't do shit, that you tend to let people that you have clear evidence of committing crimes, like the Kata Scott case, her murderer. You have that guy literally on camera kidnapping someone, and you're like, oh, you're free. Let's give you a second chance. And then later, oh, we could have done better. Coulda, shoulda, woulda. That ain't accountability, that's ignorance with a title. The epidemic of failure has a name. It has a pattern. And today, we're going to lay it bare. Because its name is Larry Krasner. This is my opinion. Krasner arrived on the scene in 2018, elected to the office of Philadelphia District Attorney. He ran on the message of reform, less incarceration, and end cash bail for nonviolent offenses, hold police misconduct accountable. He was the poster boy for progressive prosecutor. I mean, good PR, sure, for people who don't understand how criminals work. We'll take this road and this will be lovely. This will work out great. We're going to show the people who don't give a shit about other people just how much we care, because we're going to be gentle with them. How's that worked out in any jurisdiction ever? Here's the problem. The reform agenda, it's sound if you can deliver justice for the violent, if you keep the streets safe, if the system still protects the innocent, and if you don't, then reform becomes cover for chaos. Sounds lovely in paper, and look at the streets. What's going on? He said, we don't have a crime crisis. We have a bail reform matters. He said bail reform matters more than heavy sentences. Does it? He said the old system was broken. And yeah, Philadelphia has had systematic problems forever. Corruption problems forever. And when he says the system is broken, it may be true, but there's a difference between saying the old system was broken and providing a new one that works. And just saying a bunch of things. It's broken. Well, how are you going to fix this? Let's be lighter on the criminals. Huh? In Philadelphia, the proof isn't there. In fact, the proof points the opposite direction. By one analysis, his office has dropped or lost 26% more felony cases than his predecessor did. They dropped or lost 47% of all illegal firearms cases in his first 2 years, 42% higher than the previous administration. This is according to policedefense.org. And if you're a violent offender, Those are the kind of odds you like. If you're a victim, those are the kind of odds that terrify you. It should terrify anyone, unless you're a violent offender. You like stats? Here they are. Arrests for illegal gun possession surged, and yet convictions plunged. In one major review, an arrest for illegal gun possession was less likely to end in a conviction than it had been in years. It's according to the Pennsylvania Capital Star. Meanwhile, homicide numbers rose. In 2020, Philadelphia recorded roughly 499 murders. In subsequent years, they've surpassed 500. Critics point to Krasner's policy changes, less aggressive use of bail, more plea deals, fewer aggressive prosecutions. And say there's a straight line from those policies to street death. Yeah. There might be. They're not abstractions. Each number is a life. Each drop in conviction rate is a decision to prosecute less, to settle for less, to accept less. And for thousands of families, less means going without justice. Then legislation. The state legislature actually stepped in. They impeached Krasner in the Pennsylvania House for dereliction of duty, for failing to hold the violent accountable. The legislature passed laws shifting jurisdiction for certain crimes, mass transit crimes, out of his control because they concluded his office could no longer be trusted with them. We're sorry, you're not playing safely with the toys. We're going to have to take those away. When even your own system says you're failing that badly, you're past reform. You're in failure mode. Because the damage isn't just in spreadsheets, it's in bodies, in mothers crying, in neighbors and neighborhood corners, once safe, now counting the missing. Let's get specific. The case of Kata Scott, 23 years old, worked in an assisted living facility. She reported being harassed. She felt uneasy. She showed precaution. But then she vanished, her body found behind an abandoned Philadelphia school. The accused, Keon King, well, Krasner handled that one well. Already charged earlier in the year with kidnapping and strangling another woman, a serious violent offender, the DA's office requested a nearly $1 million bail. That bail was set at $200,000. He posted it. The prior case was dropped when the victim did not testify. Dropped. Not, we have all this evidence here, we should continue to prosecute this. No. Dropped. Because the victim was too fearful to show up in court, even though you have all the evidence. Something that happens all too often when victims don't feel the system has their back. The DA's office did not appear to appeal the bail decision aggressively. They did not keep the man locked while they sorted the case. And she's dead. Krasner later called the bail decision incorrect. Could have done better. Probably could have done better, basically. Meaning, and it means nothing when you're burying a daughter and buying a casket. That kind of ambiguity equals cold comfort. The failure to act became a death sentence. If you want proof of systematic failure, this is it. A repeat violent suspect, a bail decision left unchallenged, a woman dead, and the DA's office saying, oops! That's not reform, it's abdication. You know, the firearms incident, violent repeat offenders, the Hassan Elliott case, here's another one. Elliott was released by Krasner's office after a weapons charge. He was later involved in multiple serious crimes and killed Philadelphia Police Corporal James O'Connor. The analysis by LDF ties Krasner's policy of releasing repeat gun offenders with the carnage on the streets. It's not just, we tried and lost. It's, we let you go and you killed again. That changes the narrative entirely. When your prosecutors don't feel supported, when your conviction rates drop, when your legislature says, we're taking away your jurisdiction, That's institutional failure. One critique, said Krasner, has failed to do what real leaders do, hold themselves accountable and adjust accordingly. When the leader of the DA's office says, we don't have a crisis of crime, we have homicide, while homicide numbers spike and the public knows otherwise, you've entered the zone of denial, not leadership. Let's get spoken. You say you believe in justice. You say you believe victims matter. You say you believe public safety is a right, not a privilege. Then you must care about the story. Because when the top prosecutor in your city consistently fails to hold violent offenders accountable, when the system says, yeah, there's a bail hearing, but that bail, it's somewhat modest. We won't push. When thousands of gun arrests turn into nearly nothing, then your city, it changes, not gradually, visibly. You stop trusting the system. You stop calling when you should. Witnesses start disappearing. Families stop hoping. Neighborhoods give up. And the people left behind, the next young woman walking to work, the next family reading the obituary, you, your sister, your friend. There's a philosophical argument about reform that matters, absolutely. But that argument is meaningless if the violent person is still free to roam while you hope. That argument is hollow for the survivor. That argument is luxury for those who aren't getting shot. Real reform cannot exist without real accountability. Because each instance here is a dual failure. A crime happens, and the system intended to stop it doesn't. That double hit is what undercuts trust. It sends a message, you're on your own. If you care about public safety, victim justice, or simply living in a city where violent offenders know they'll face consequences, this matters deeply. And guess what? If you are listening to this right now, watching this right now, and you are in Philadelphia and you can vote, you can make a change about this right now. You don't have to just sit there and go, oh shit, our city's falling apart more than it already has. No. Mm-mm. You have an election. This is not theoretical. This is real. It's urgent. The next election, November 4th, 2025, for Philadelphia DA, is not a passive civil task. It's a referendum on whether victim justice matters or evaporates under slogans. If you're in Philadelphia, it's your vote. If you're elsewhere and care about what justice should look like, it's your voice. Because in the DA's office, ticks off checkboxes but fails to protect, it's not just that city losing, it's precedent. So here's a task. If you want some change, if you're angered by this and you are in Philadelphia, vote. Don't let the slogans fool you. Don't let his idiotic tweets about F around and find out. Well, doesn't that sound great? We've already found out. I'm not in Philadelphia, but I have to keep covering your effed up stories because we are finding out. And the finding out equals another F word, failure. Don't let the reform branding blind you. Ask, did the victims get justice? Did the criminals face meaningful consequences? Did the city's communities feel safer or more at risk? If the answer is no, then don't treat this as politics, treat it as protection. If you believe victims should matter, if you believe violent crime deserves more than a memo, if you believe the system should work, then act. Because in Philadelphia today, the choice isn't more or less reform. The choice is, will we have justice at all? And if you want it, well, Larry Krasner is not your man. So if we're going off of name recognition, what name do I recognize? Because unfortunately, that's how most elections work. What name has been said the most? What one's in your head and go, well, I heard about this one. I'm going to check that. Vote with your brain. Vote with your thinking part of your brain, not the one that just recognizes patterns that you've heard names of repeatedly. Philadelphia, you can't have it both ways. You can't demand reform and deliver no accountability. You tried, he didn't work. You can't stand for victims and then allow their killers to walk free. You still got the Ellen Greenberg problem too. and ain't nothing happening there. You can't promise to change the system and then abdicate the basic duties of the prosecutor. Larry Krasner came in as the reformer, but if you care about justice, you'll judge him not by the catchphrases, but by the results. The verdict, too many victims unprotected, too many cases dropped or lost, too many questions and too few answers. The DA's office is not a philanthropic mission. It's not a gesture towards systematic change. It's the front line of justice. And right now that front line is failing. Your city is failing. If you believe in accountability, if you believe in protecting the innocent, if you believe in consequences, then your vote is not optional. Because this isn't just about one man. It's about the promise of public safety, the promise of victims mattering, the promise that you're not alone. Philadelphia deserves better than this. The victims deserve better than this. The neighborhoods deserve better than this. Let's stop pretending progress without protection is progress at all. And just because somebody uses the word progress in a sentence doesn't mean they're actually making any progress. Demand real justice. Vote, demand, hold accountable, because if you don't, the failure won't just stay in Philadelphia. It'll echo everywhere. Justice is supposed to matter. To be clear, reform without results is failure. And in this city, that means lives. So if you're seeing this, listening to this, before the election, go vote on Election Day. Go in advance if you can. And don't check that Krasner box, because I'm sick of talking about this guy. I'm sick of seeing stories like this. You have other options. Do your research. It is your duty as a citizen to do so and pick somebody that's actually going to try and keep your city safe and not have more cases like this being in your headlines. Your thoughts in the comment section, please. On YouTube. Search Hidden Killers of Tony Bruschi to find us there. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.